Red Film Radio.
Red Film Radio.
Interview.
Interview.
Fred P. Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti. I'm in company of Domi Shi and Lindsay Collins, director and producer of Red, streaming on Disney Plus from March 11th. So, the first thing I thought after watching the film, I have to say, is that now I could go back home and eventually call my mom to make peace with her.
So, oh, good. Yay.
Was this one of the reasons you made this film? I mean, for both of you, to help you elaborate this relationship and to help us as well.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, the main reason for me was to kind of give this movie to 13-year-old me who was going through big changes in my life, in my body, in my emotions, in my relationship with my mom, and help her understand what was going on and let her know that it's okay, that life is messy, that growing up is going to be messy, that your relationship with your mom is going to be messy, but that it's normal and that you will survive.
But I think the ending evolved over the course and that kind of resolution of what, because for the longest time you think, oh, we know how it's going to end, but we don't. Like, in a weird way, you kind of get to know your characters over the course of the 3.5 years, and they start to kind of evolve and tell you what the resolution needs to be. Domi was always really clear. She's like, I don't want it to be something at the end where we just wrap them up in a tight little bow and they never fight again and they're all perfect. That's so not realistic. Mm-hmm. That's not how any of our relationships are with our moms. So it was important to be true to that. But also, I just love that at the end, kind of where we landed, felt like it was a real kind of both sides really seeing each other for the first time and trying to understand each other for the first time.
Yeah,
that leads me to another thing that I thought, that the film speaks to younger generations, yes, but as it's coming of age, but I thought it could reach perfectly the adults, as there's a moment, as you said, without spoiling too much, in which mom and daughter are, let's say, finally at the same level.
Uh-huh.
Why do you think it's so easy to forget we were all once rebel teenagers who were struggling?
I know. It's so funny. It's not easy to forget for me, because I'm a mom now of 3 teenagers. Yeah, and the whole time, all I'm thinking is, like, I used to be you. Like, I kind of still, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know who made anybody think that I was the expert on anything. So it's kind of this realization of, you know, and that's the thing about coming of age. It's the first time you actually start to see your parents as human beings versus like these perfect kind of, I don't know, like all-knowing things.
Like gods. Right? Like God-like.
And I think
beings.
Growing up is about starting to see your parents as flawed, as like normal people. Mm-hmm. And that's what makes it so difficult. So yeah, I do think it's going to speak. And for me, I'm like, oh gosh, I also have to remember that they're going through a really hard time. Mm-hmm. And it's not personal, and it's part of letting go is that tension that, you know, you kind of have to remind yourself is a natural and good thing.
Do you think that we need to sort of release the red panda in us in order to find our true self?
I think so. And I think, like, May releasing her red panda and keeping it, hopefully, it, like, show, like, encourages the audience to kind of like do that too in healthy small ways too. What I love is that in the movie we see her mom and her grandma and her aunties, like, they have chosen to get rid of it, right? But we're not passing judgment on them for doing that either, because they're from the older generation. They're from a generation and a time where, you know, like, in order to survive the world, in order to like get through society, they had to like to get rid of it, and that's how they were able to like thrive. But like, May has her friends. May is growing up in a new world that's more accepting and supportive of her, so she can be the first in her family to accept and embrace the panda. So I think it's like, it's good. It's like healthy to release the panda now and then.
Now and then, yeah.
Yeah.
That leads me to my last question. I noticed that it's a film that manages to highlight both the importance of the family bond, at the same time, the importance of the friendship bond.
the family you create with the people that love you countless. So how important was for you both to emphasize that in the film, and how did you combine these two strong messages?
Yeah, it's really important. I think, you know, a lot of times you're seeing on screen girl friendships that are mean or that they're not support. And so we went completely the other way and tried to really show a friendship that was all about support and about kind of providing that confidence, especially in this time when you start, your confidence starts to get shaken. Mm-hmm. How invaluable it is to have friends around you who are so, just accepting of any of it, and the ones that you kind of lean on when you're having those moments. So I think that was always the intention, was to provide kind of May with this support system as she was kind of going through it, that could be the reminder of the fact that no matter what, that they were on her side. So
yeah. And then for, like, you know, May's journey, it's what made the story more unique and nuanced and not super black and white, it's that she does genuinely love her friends and her family, and it's a hard decision for her to make when she's, like, struggling between honoring the two. And it feels real, because in real life we love our friends and we love our, you know, blood relatives, and yeah, it's always like a
figuring
not
out
black and white.
Yeah, how to balance it all.
Exactly.
Thank you so much, both. I thank you for this film.
Thank you.
Bye.
And we've been talking to Domi Shi and Lindsay Collins, director and producer of Red, streaming on Disney Plus from March 11th. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.